Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
51551, my very big thanks to John O'Driscoll. A powerful story he told us just before the break there, and the very best of luck with the planning with the transatlantic journey. And if you can at all, please do help in terms of donation. One of your texts to 51551 in regards to what the TUI told us earlier on teacher recruitment. Your TUI speaker said primary teachers get all credit for teaching abroad, but as a returning Irish trained teacher with over 20 years experience, teaching experience at a senior level in a US public school, I was only allowed 7 years credits, as this listener. Any EU trained teacher, in contrast, gets full recognition for EU experience, not an incentive to return to teaching, I'm afraid, says that listener to 51551. Now, more than 100,000 civilians have fled since the Ukrainian army invaded the Kursk region, with the Russian army still scrambling to respond. And today there are reports that the Russian region of Belgorod has also been attacked by Ukrainian forces. For the latest, I'm joined by Ukrainian journalist Katerina Malofievieva. Katerina, you're very welcome to the programme. Almost a week now since the Ukraine army has attacked Kursk, as I say. What's the latest?
Good evening. Well, actually, about an hour ago, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky officially confirmed that Ukrainian troops are inside of the Russian Federation. It happened today during the meeting of the staff of the Supreme Commander-in-Chief. The Commander-in-Chief of the armed forces of Ukraine, Oleksandr Sirsky, confirmed that Ukrainian troops control about 1,000 square kilometers of the border, and that operation is ongoing. Russian sources say that Ukraine controls 28 settlements, villages and towns. But Ukrainian analysts, Deep State Map, they say that this number is very conservative, and they assume that approximately 44 settlements are controlled by the Ukrainian forces.
Okay, so the offensive is quite extensive then, in such a short period of time. And Vladimir Putin was speaking about this on Russian state television today. Did Zelensky, President Zelensky, say what the aim of this offensive was, Katerina?
He didn't mention at the meeting the aim of the offensive. However, he ordered to the corresponding ministers, for example, Minister for the Economic Development, to prepare basically for humanitarian needs in the area of the conducting the operations. So for Minister Internal Affairs, other politician security service, so he ordered to prepare humanitarian plan for the territory conducting of the operation.
Vladimir Putin, as I say, has insisted Moscow and Russia will prevail. Did President Zelensky acknowledge that there's a significant risk attached to this?
We understand about the risks. However, Russia's response, what Russian forces did in the past 2.5 years has been already quite cruel. I just want to say that the governor of the Sumy region of Sumy Oblast, it is a region that is bordering Kursk region, Russia's Kursk region. He said that Russia uses every day up to 50 guided missiles against the Ukrainian population. And I just want to just to mention here as well that, you know, if you pronounce it as like Ukrainian invasion to Russia, mm-hmm. but just to mention that there were 12 casualties reported by the Kursk regional administration. Only 12 casualties. Just compare this number to the civilians who died in Mariupol, Bakhmut, Severodonetsk, Lysychansk when Russia started the invasion. So this already shows the difference in approach. You know, Russia is trying to spread the fake news about the war crimes, but if you saw the videos of the Russian prisoners of war taken hostage by the Ukraine.
It's very different, the two
it's
attacks.
Absolutely different, yeah.
Can I ask you finally then, the Russians are alleging, Katerina, that the attack is a preemptive move in advance of possible peace talks. Is that true in your opinion?
I think it's understandable, yes. At the moment, it's hard to say whether it will be possible to for the Ukrainian forces to approach Kurchatov, where the nuclear power plant is located. You know, it would be really great to exchange the power plant for the peace in Energodar, where the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant is located. It's under Russian occupation, just to want to remind you. But also, of course, it's also kind of stretches Russian forces, I know at least of two Russian brigades that were redeployed from Donetsk region to Kursk because they gained quite a lot of territory in the past few months in Donetsk region. This is, of course, it plays in favor of Ukrainian situation on the front line. Okay.
Well, the world is watching to see how it develops. Katerina Malofievieva, a journalist, Ukraine journalist based in the country of Ukraine, obviously watching developments in terms of the Ukrainian army attack into Russia with interest. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.